Gilbert Insurance is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Todd Gilbert Insurance is your local independent insurance agency offering insurance from a variety of competitive markets tailored to insure your home, auto, life, health, and business. With 10 licensed insurance agents representing more than 25 different insurance companies, Todd Gilbert Insurance can competitively quote your risk to find the best coverage for the best price while consistently outperforming its competition. Todd Gilbert Insurance. Large enough to serve, small enough to care. Good luck, Rhett, and go Bombers!
I can feel it in the air tonight, Matt, as Mountain Home has a 13-point lead. Outscored Cabot 17-15 in that third quarter. Checking in during the break, Libby Foss replacing Sarah Williams as Mountain Home is set. Ball's going to be thrown in the left corner. Bowles is going to have it. She's going to get it up top to Graves. Graves is going to get it back to Bowles. Mountain Home in this 1-3-1 that's giving it's going to be a walk.
Yeah.
Yep. Bowles changed her pivot step. She changed her pivot foot.
You know, that's the key to that pressure defense. You know, just force them into a hesitation like that where you just, that's going to be their 14th
turnover for tonight. I was looking at, pressure defense is just going to get them out of the way. Mitchell's going to drive left side. Kick it up top. Coleman, extra pass. Lakin Anderson, three on its way. Misses everything. Rebound comes way for Matter. Matter's going to throw it ahead. The ball's going to be tipped by Lakin Moore. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. Jaylee Yonker's looking to set it, step in during this break. She's going to replace Lakin Anderson. Great minutes by Lakin. Cabot's going to set 30 on the shot clock. As they have the ball up top, Yonker's trying to go for the steal. Ball's going to make it down to the corner. It's going to be Bowles. Bowles is going to kick it back to Graves in the corner. She's going to try to skip pass it all the way across. They're going to have Mountain Home running on the defense. Finally, it's going to make its way back to Graves. Graves is going to put it in for three, and she's been on fire for Cabot here in the second half. 10-point game, 48-38, as Mitchell gets the ball down low to Coleman. Coleman kicks it back out. Mitchell going to drive. Kick it to Fossness. Fossness going to go up. She's going to take contact. No call, but she's going to be able to finish through it and answer with two herself.
Just a good, strong move by Lady Fossness down there underneath the basket.
Yep. Matter's going to bring it across. Jaylee Yonker's going to get the steal. She's going to try to throw it to head of Mitchell. Mitchell drops it off. Moore, left-hand layup. It's on its way. It's good. Great steals by Jaylee Yonkers. Good getting ahead to Brooklyn Mitchell. Mitchell with a great job getting that pass to Lakin Moore for the finish. All comes up top as the three-pointer is going to be on its way from Cook. Cook's going to miss. Lily Foss is going to pull up the rebound. Moore is going to drive, and she's going to take contact. It's going to be a foul. Looks like they're going to get Caitlin Graves as she tried to take the offensive foul, but it was unsuccessful. Lakin Anderson back in replacing Brooklyn Mitchell. First foul here of this fourth quarter. 6:14 left. Mountain Home is a 14-point lead. Mountain Home going to set the inbounds play. Moore drives 10-footer on its way. It's good. Some say the mid-range game is dead, but not to Lakin Moore. She's buried two in a row.
And then not to Mountain Home really as a team. You know, you find that good shot, you take it.
It is. Right now, the pass is trying to come across. Is it trying to make it to Matter? Matter's going to have the ball knocked away, but she's going to get it back. Ball movement finally makes its way in the corner. Bowles. Bowles misses everything on three. Lakin Anderson pulls down the rebound from Mountain Home. Mountain Home setting up its offense. Up 16, 54-38, 5:38 left in this game. Mountain Home looking to set a play to Libby Foss. Foss is going to go up, and she just powers through. Coach Leonard's got his hands up like, how do we not get a foul call on that? But Libby finished anyways. Oh, skip pass. Going to go to Bowles in the corner. Bowles going to put the floater up as it's going to be good. Bowles answers with two. That's going to be her eighth point here in the second half.
You know, Cabot's done as good a job as they can of hanging around, but, you know, Mountain Home is, doing what they can to pull away.
Moore misses the three on the right wing. It's going to be rebounded by Matter. It's going to come to Graves on the right side. Graves is going to put the three-pointer up. It's going to be good.
Just as I say that.
Yeah. Graves with the third three-pointer here in the second half. She's got 13. Mountain Home still with the 56-43 lead, 13-point lead. Mountain Home kind of settling their offense down here as they're getting into an offense. Ball comes up top to Coleman. Coleman going to give it to Yonkers. Yonker takes the screen. The spin move. Ball comes out of her hand, but right to Livy Faustness. Faustness shot on the way. No good. Yonkers rebound. Goes up left-handed. Gets the foul. Does not get the ball to drop. That's Addison Adair's first personal foul. It's going to send Jaylee Yonkers to the line. Did an excellent job on that offensive rebound going back up with it.
Yeah, right now, we're my numbers are right. We're out-rebounding them 24-20 right now.
Really?
Yep.
Yonkers' first free throw is up. It is good. Anna McCarn coming in, replacing Livy Faustus. Lakin Moore being replaced by Brooklyn Mitchell. Yonkers with one more here to shoot. Second free throw up. It is good. Mount Home going man-to-man in this possession. As Cabot brings it across. Cook tries to cut back door. Whitten Coleman knocks the ball away. There's going to be a scrum on the line as Anna McCarn is going to be on the ground. Ball's going to go away. Mountain Home, another turnover for Cabot here in this fourth quarter.
They're 17th of the night.
Woo! Mountain Home's defense doing a good job, forcing 17 turnovers on this team. Ball comes right wing. Lake and Anderson. Anna McCarn's going to take a shove in the back. And she is going to finish it, get to the line. That's going to be Taylor Alkire. Alkire was being great passed by Lakin Anderson to feed McCarn. McCarn took the shove in the back. She finished for two and is headed to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play.
And you got to give a lot of credit to Lakin on Anderson on that one for finding that McCarn for that basket.
Yep. Free throw's no good. Yonkers pulls away the rebound. Left wing sets her feet, and it is good. Jayla Yonkers turned 5 points from offensive boards here in the last two trips for Mountain Home. 63-43. Mountain Home has extended this to a 20-point lead against Cabot. Graves going to drive. Anna McCarn is going to say, no, 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 not today.
I was wondering if you were going to say that sometime.
Sarah Williams going to come in and replace Jayla Yonkers. Excellent job by her in those last few possessions getting an offensive board. Ball's going to be triggered inbounds. It's going to come to Adair. Adair's going to give it to Graves. Mountain Home in a man-to-man now. Cook going to take the weave. Step back three. It's no good. Brooklyn Mitchell secures the rebound from Mountain Home. She's hounded all the way up the court, and finally they're going to get a foul on Jada Cook.
Personal foul, Jada Cook. That's a personal.
That's the team's fourth foul, her fourth personal. Mountain Home will be shooting free throws the rest of the remaining 3:20 of this game.
We're playing a lot cleaner in this quarter as well. We haven't committed a single foul in this period.
Yeah, you're right, Matt. We're doing a great job. Mitchell's going to drive. She's going to get to the lane. Left-hand layup up, no good, but Anna McCarn going to rebound. Keep it high and go straight up, and she's going to finish at the rim for two.
And I like the fact that she
Whitten Coleman. Sorry, going all the way out through the bench as she knocks over a couple Cabot people with the steal. Excellent job by her as Addison Ferris is going to take her, replace her. She had some good minutes on the floor.
McCarn on that last layup, the thing I liked about it is that she didn't put the ball on the ground. She just went up straight up with
That's
it.
A double dribble, yeah. Cook catches the ball. Yeah, I agree with you. She has a bad habit. Cook's going to get called for the double dribble up top. She has a bad habit of catching and wanting to dribble. She kept that one high, Matt. Exactly what you're talking about. Lauren Rawls going to check in for Brooklyn Mitchell. Mount Home has a 22-point lead with 2:55 left in this game.
I'm sorry. My mom just texted me and said she decided she wants to go to the Pop-Tarts Bowl game. She's hungry.
McCarn gets the ball down low. Left side finishes. This is the Anna McCarn we've been hoping to see down low.
You bet.
She has done an excellent job using her body to get open. She's having a great game tonight for the Lady Bombers.
Yeah, I love the way she's getting those strides, those long strides to get around her defender and get those layups.
She can get all the way across the lane as Graves misses the three. Lauren Rawls pulls away the rebound. Gets ahead. Lakin Anderson. Lakin Anderson drives. Has the ball knocked away. Gathers it. Finally gets it to Addison Ferris. Ferris going to drive, bounce pass, down low to McCarn. Ball's going to be stolen. Graves going to come out of there with it for Cabot. Graves gets it to the right wing. Ball's going to be by Matter. Matter's going to be fouled, though. Let's see who they get on this foul. They're going to get 21 Anna McCarn on the foul.
Foul, Lady Bombers, number 21, Anna McCarn.
And she's going to come out being replaced by Tate Chairs.
Yeah, excellent job there by Anna McCarn tonight. Fantastic job down low, Matt. We saw keeping that ball high as Tate Chairs comes in for her. Ball's triggered inbounds to Adair. Adair's going to be hounded by Sarah Williams. We get a foul on Sarah Williams, her first. Mountain Home up 24 here with 2 minutes left in this game. Horn has it, gets it to Cook. Cook drives left side, puts the ball up over Lauren Rawls for two. 67-45. I tell you, Cook's a good little freshman. She's a freshman player, so she's going to have a lot of time. Anderson's going to drive, kick it out to Chairs. Chairs are going to swing the ball around for Mountain Home. As Anderson's going to finally get it, pull up, free throw line extended, no good. Good. Rebound's going to be brought down by Micah Matter. Matter's going to keep it all the way up the court. Dribble handoff to Horn. Horn gets it out to Graves. Graves crosses over Chairs, drives in the lane, puts it up, no good. Looking for contact, didn't get it. Chairs comes out of there with it. Chairs swings. Sarah Williams, right side, three, on its way, no good. Rebound, Cook. 1 minute to play here in this game. Mountain Home with a 67-45 lead. Cook trying to dribble it, knocks it off her hair. Her feet. Addison Ferris right there on it. Finally hands it to Graves. Graves get it to Matter. Mountain Home's defense doing a good job walling off the paint. This is a 6A school. Another 6A notch in the belt for Mountain Home. They're going to have another chance tomorrow against North Little Rock as the ball finally makes it to Cook on the left side. She knocks down the three. 67-48, and we stop at the play as Deanna Heumann comes in replacing Lakin Anderson. Mount Home's got the ball. 36 on the clock, 32 left on the shot clock. They will have to shoot it one more time as Rawls brings it across timeline. She hits Sarah Williams. Sarah steps back, three. It's on its way. It's good. Had to shoot it one more time and might as well make it.
Great job watching her shoot.
Yeah, it's awesome. She got hot last night. She's doing a good job shooting the ball. 15 seconds left. Cabot has the ball. They can run this clock out. They're still trying to run a play, though, as Cook has it at the top. She's going one-on-one on Ferris. She kicks it down low. Ball's going to be caught by Adair. Adair's going to put it up for two, and Mount Home's going to dribble this ball out, and they are going to come away with a 70-50 victory over the Cabot Lady Panthers.
Excellent game tonight, Matt. Absolutely. First quarter kind of struggled a little bit, but from then on, and I'll give Cabot, there were some times they went on a run, tried to make a little comeback, but Mount Home, figure out a way to put that to a halt and just, get the distance that they needed to.
I agree with you 100%. We'll be back shortly with the Twin Lakes Orthopedic Bone Sports Medicine post-game show. You've been listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Hi, it's Katie at Farmers and Merchants Bank inviting you to join us for our first Friday coffee talk on January 3rd at 8 a.m. 2025 brings new trends, and our special guests will share what is hot for the year in skincare, nutrition, fitness, and more. Come to our location next to Hickory Park to network with your neighbors and enjoy a cup of coffee from Cove. All are welcome to share about their business, organization, and upcoming events. Hope to see you Friday morning, January 3rd, for coffee talk at Farmers and Merchants Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.